G'day and welcome to another episode of the Luke Slowdown podcast. I hope you're enjoying season two. All right, let's get into this. As I said in season one, I'm not trying to make this long. I'm trying to keep it 15, 20 minutes so you can get a digestible thought or process or procedure or something just to think about and go away and really understand it and see if it applies to you or you can use it in your everyday life. All right, today I'm going to talk about confident communication. What does that mean? What is it? Well, it's basically my take on how to become a better communicator. What it means to be able to communicate with another human being. Wow. All right, so this is just something that I've picked up along the way, something that I've really sought after because I always felt like, yes, I can talk and I'm great at talking and all the rest of it. I always thought I was a good listener and all the rest of it. But over the years, I've read a few books and I've done a few little experiments of myself versus myself. And this is just something that I keep in mind when I'm trying to communicate with someone, when I'm in a conversation, or when I'm just trying to learn something from someone else. And I believe from my own experiment and experience in life that to be a good communicator, to have confidence in your ability to communicate with someone else, to have a conversation, the first step is you need to start listening more. So if you want to communicate with someone else, you need to listen to what they are saying, to what is being said or shown you. You need to have an ability to truly understand what you are hearing. Okay? And I like to say the difference between hearing and listening is acknowledging a sound. Listening is understanding what you hear. Hearing is acknowledging a sound. Listening is understanding what you hear. Think about that. You could be in a room, in your own house, and through the walls, on the other side of the walls, you hear this noise. But because you were doing something else in the other room, you heard the noise, be like, I don't really know what that is. That's hearing. Now, if you were sitting in the same place in the room and you were listening for something just randomly that there was going to be a noise in the other room, if you're listening contently and you hear that noise, you've got a better chance to understand what you heard. Because you are paying attention, because you're not distracted, because all of your senses are focused in that other room because you believe that's where a noise is going to come from. So you are focused and your attention is there so you can understand what you hear. It's not being distracted and you pop something, a noise comes up and you go, oh, I heard that. Don't really know what it is because I wasn't listening. Okay, so you want to be a better communicator? Listen, 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 listen. Understand what you are hearing. And the best way to listen is to be focused, is to not try and do two things at once, or three, or four. Do one thing. Listen, be focused. Give your attention to the person, to the subject that you are trying to communicate with, or who is trying to communicate with you. First step of confident communication is to listen so you can understand what you hear. Second step for me is to ask questions. Not necessarily give your opinion or make a comment. Ask a direct question. And the reason why we ask any questions in life is to get an answer. And the answer to the questions that you're going to ask to become a confident communicator is to confirm your understanding of what you hear. Because I'm sure everyone who's listening to this, and I'm putting two hands up right now because I've done this so many times. I try not to, but I have done it. Someone tells you something and you're listening. You truly are. They've got your attention and you're focused on them. And they tell you something. And you sort of understand it. You grasp the concept. But if you had to say it again or explain it to someone else, it's going to be a bit sketchy. So instead of just saying, yeah, no worries, I totally understand, and you try and fill in the blanks between the major topics of that sentence or the main information that's within the information you were told, then it's time to ask the questions so you can confirm that understanding, so you can truly know what the other person was saying, so you can replicate it. Okay, so we need to confirm that we understand everything 100%. There are no stupid questions. You just look stupid if you don't understand what you've been told. And you go and do something different. Or you tell someone something else that's not correct. Then you look stupid. You don't look stupid, or you don't have stupid questions. If you ask questions to truly understand what you were told in the first place or what you heard, that's just confirming your understanding. And that's why we ask questions after we listen to become a confident communicator. So then we get answers from asking questions, and that's to learn. That's the third step of the process of being a confident communicator. Listen, ask questions so you can learn. And what does learning enable us to do? To gain knowledge. The more knowledge we have of a topic, of a subject, of what is being said, then the more confident we can be to contribute in this communication. So learning is paramount. Learning and making sure that we truly understand everything that's being said. But it's not just about understanding or confirming that understanding. We can actually learn something for ourselves. So in the process of communicating with someone else is we can learn something about life, learn something about the other person, learn something about ourselves. And that is so valuable, because the more knowledge that we can gain, and using that knowledge and understanding it, we can progress in life. It can enable us to learn more, to elevate our intelligence, so it can continually grow and evolve as human beings. So that is so important, to learn when asking these questions, not just about the subject or the topic at hand, but also just in general. And that's gaining knowledge. So we've got listening, we've got asking questions, and we've got learning as part of confident communication. And then the final thing, when you do these three things after another, and you truly understand, and you've confirmed that understanding, you've gained so much knowledge from that, then you speak. And you speak with the confidence that you can positively contribute to the communication that you're having. Because you're not just going to say, yeah, no, I totally understand, and go off and do something stupid and wasn't exactly what was needed to be done. Or you can go back to them and tell them your actual thoughts because you truly understand what they're saying. Maybe you can ask them questions about what they're trying to communicate with you, so they can be a little bit more insightful. But if you don't truly understand what the communication is about, if you don't gain this knowledge, then you can't to the utmost positively contribute to this communication. So we need to listen. We need to ask questions so we can learn, and then we can speak so we can positively contribute to the conversation, the communication that we're having. And if we do this process, which is super simple if you think about it, you've just got to listen a bit more, ask a few questions so you can learn and understand what is being said. Then you speak, and that will give you the confidence that you are positively contributing to the communication that is being had. That's just my small take on communication and being confident within a conversation or communicating in any other form. Something that I've picked up over the years, something that I've realized in myself, I'll put my hand up and be the first person to say that I used to listen and understand most of the stuff that people would say, and then I just fill in the gaps myself. And I realized that I'm not learning anything. I'm making stuff up that I believe is true, that I don't know. So I needed to address this. And that's part of the reason that I found this model, I guess you could call it, that I used myself. And as my life philosophy is, learn daily and teach others what life has taught me, I am teaching you what life has taught me, and that is this confident communication model of listening so you understand what you hear, asking questions to confirm your understanding, learning to gain knowledge, which I love, and then speaking so you can positively contribute to the communication that's being had. All right, guys, that's a wrap for today. I hope you enjoyed that. I hope you can think about that when you're communicating with other people. Do you start by listening and then asking questions before you speak? I don't know. Let me know. Drop me a message. Leave me a comment. If you actually listen and then ask questions when you're having communications with someone else, on any platform that you listen to podcasts, please do like, subscribe, and tell me what your definition of confident communication is. I would love to hear from you. And please, as always, share with your friends on social media so we can grow the Luke's Lowdown podcast community. And I can continue to learn from you guys, from all the comments that you leave me, alongside of me teaching you what life has taught me. And remember, be real, be you. I'll talk to you later. We'll be right back.